Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all in green, and corn got down to 379 today on the December contract, breaking down the low of July 14th, and while the beans held that low. And both, of course, have rallied, but we're looking at the corn, and it's trying to lift back. We think these corn will probably try to lift back up to 390, testing as we go into next Monday, testing the close of June and trying to close higher for the month, but we don't think it succeeds. The bottom line is this market is just meandering, looking at heat, coming back into the forecast. But will it? I have a feeling that forecast could change. It all is dependent on that southwest monsoon that is building over Phoenix or, you know, Arizona, New Mexico, the southwest states, and building from there. That should dislodge, if it continues to build, that monsoonal will dislodge, it's my understanding, the ridge in the Intermountain and allow it to shift. Will it shift westward? We don't think so. We think it goes eastward and moves over the eastern Corn Belt and eventually moves on out into the northeast. That should then dry down the eastern Corn Belt as we get into August, more into August. And not only should it do that, it should allow for some cooler temps to come in through the western Corn Belt. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.